Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our rep.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi sir, this is Max Wilson from eBay Anti-Fraud Department. How can I help you?
Well, I just got a recorded message saying there's $1,000 that's going to come out of my account.
All right. And when was the last time you do online shopping with eBay?
I've done shopping on eBay. I've browsed it, but I've never actually bought anything.
All right. As you confirming me, like you didn't authorize any payment, or you did not purchase any gift cards today morning, okay? And you don't have any eBay account, I guess. So that means you are a victim of fraud. Like somebody are trying to fraud charge with you, with the help of your information, right? So do you want to cancel this fraud charge, which is placed by somebody else?
Most definitely.
Okay. Okay, I will be definitely helping you out. First, tell me, do you have a computer or any cell phone?
I have a cell phone, what I'm talking to you with.
Okay, so I'm going to provide you the cancellation 9-digit ID number. You need to confirm me that ID so that we can going to cancel your charge. So, right now, is it possible to let me know that? Is it your iPhone or is it your Android mobile? iPhone. Now open up the App Store application.
Oh, just hang on. Where
are we? Yeah, it's blue color icon with capital letter A. Just have a check in your mobile phone.
Yeah, I'm in the App Store.
Yeah, now look at the right hand side, bottom corner. You can see a search option. Magnifying, just click on that and type there any desk. It should be ANY.
NY.
After that, DESK.
DESK.
Yeah. Now click on search. All right. Now, what are the results came up on your screen?
It's got any desk, remote desk.
Yeah, you choose that option which says any desk, remote desktop. And at the right hand side, you can see a get option. Just click on get. After that, click on install.
Yep, in the process of doing that now.
Beg your pardon?
I said it's in the process of doing that now.
Yes, just double tap on get. Just try to install that application.
That's what I open now. Will I open it?
Yeah, just open it up.
Yep, done.
Okay, now what you can see on your screen at the very top, did you see any 9-digit number over there?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that is your cancellation ID. Please confirm me that ID number.
952.
Yes.
525.
Mm-hmm. 356. Okay. So just stay on that page. All right. Just stay on that page and look at the very bottom. You can see a checkboxes, like two checkboxes, like.
Yeah.
Just click on that two check boxes and after that click on accept.
So click on them both?
Yeah, click on both and click on accept. And after, just click on any one of the checkbox and after that click on accept.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, after that click on accept once again. All right, and do you see any option came up the third option, like start broadcast. Do you see the start broadcast option?
What came up is 6620-12119 eBay Security Server.
Yeah. Just below that, can you see any option like start broadcast or access, any kind of options?
No.
Okay, what you can
ask me to accept or report.
Yeah, just click on accept. 1 second. Click on accept. Choose the positive option always. And after that you can see start broadcast option, I believe.
Yes.
Okay, click on start broadcast. That means our technicians start the work in our cancellation procedure.
Alright, done that.
Okay, once you click on start broadcast, don't touch anywhere until I tell you. You are successfully connected with our eBay Secure server.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just come back to the normal wallpaper screen where you can see all the icons. Just come back to the normal homepage.
Yep.
Alright, now what I'm going to do, I'm going to transfer the call to my senior supervisor on the floor. He will guide you how to cancel that payment and please claim your refund amount, $299. Okay.
Alright.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi sir, thank you so much for being on hold sir. You are speaking to Gary, one of the senior account officer from eBay. And just now you're having a word with one of our representative, and I believe he must explain you and he was polite to you, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Right. Now, first of all, sir, you just need to go to your settings.
Settings, hang on a sec.
Uh-huh. Take your time.
Yep.
And after that, you see, sir, there is an option called your name, like Vincent Croft. Tap on it. On your name. At the top, you
yep.
see Vincent Croft.
Yep, hang on.
Uh huh.
Yep, done.
And after that, you see over there an option called a payment and delivery, right?
Yep.
Just tap over there.
Yeah, it's just loading. Yep.
And you are. And I do believe, sir, you use your Visa card, right? Just for online shopping, correct? Sometimes?
I usually do, yeah.
Which ends with 9259, correct? You do online shopping, correct. Now, you see at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow.
Well, it's got Apple ID.
Yep, that's correct. Tap on that Apple ID at the top left-hand side. And
yep.
after that, you just need to press your home button and open up your Safari.
So, get back to the home page.
Now, just hold on for a moment. You just need to go back to your home page when I will tell you to, sir, go ahead and go back to your home page, right? Right.
From there.
Now, you just need to open up your Safari. Open up your Safari.
Hang on a minute. I'm going to find it.
Okay, take your time.
I can't find it.
Okay. You just go onto the main page of your phone. Go to your home page, you see?
Yeah,
now, Now, you see, sir, you just need to swipe your screen left to the right. Swipe your screen left to the right. Or right to the left?
I've done left to right.
Okay, now type right to the, now swipe right to the left.
Right to the left.
Yeah. Yes. Do it again.
Yep.
Okay, now what do you see?
Just the apps that I've got on my phone.
Okay, swipe your screen now left to the right one time.
Left to the right, yeah. It's back to the home page.
Okay, now you see at the top App Store. Tap on App Store.
Done that.
And after that, you see at the top it's written AnyDesk, right? So just remove AnyDesk from there and type over there You see, you know, type over there Google. G for Gulf. O for Oscar. O for Oscar, yep.
Google and search.
Right, yeah, tap on search.
Yep.
And after that, tap on get Google Chrome. Because Google Chrome, you know, it is the fastest and the secure web browser, okay? Now confirm with the side button, sir. Because this is one of the most fastest and the safest browser which you can use, and you don't have to worry about it, okay? Because at this moment, sir, we just found an order has been placed, right? So we just put that payment on hold for you, right?
Yeah.
Now what do you see right now?
Google Chrome is just installed.
Now tap on open. Now just tap on open.
Done that.
Now you just see at the bottom it says don't sign in. Tap on don't sign in.
Don't sign in. Yep, done.
And then tap on no thanks at the very bottom, you see.
Yes, done that.
Now you see at the top it's written search or type URL. Just type in over there. Just touch it and type over there. Type over there M for Mary, Y for yellow.
Yep.
And then give a space. And then and then type number 1, and then P for Peter, and then
G, yep,
and then give a space and type address location. Type address location. Now just tap on go at the bottom, you see go, tap on go.
Hang on, my IP address location. Yep.
Now you see at the the second option, what is my IP address location, and then you see find out here, just below the first option you see the blue highlighted one. Hello.
Yeah. What is my IP address location?
Yeah. Find out here and then NordVPN. Tap on it. Tap on it.
Yeah. Done that.
Yeah. Now you can. If you want to write down your IP address, you can write it down. This is your IP address. And just below that, you see in a red color highlighted, what it is written. Can you just read it out for me, sir?
In red, it's got hide my IP address.
No, just on top of that where you can see your IP number, like 159 dot. And just below, you see there is a red color sentence.
Oh,
I want you to read it out. Yes. Do you see that, sir?
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Right. Now, it means, sir, your online activity can be seen by your service provider, right? Because he's providing you the services, correct?
Yeah.
And the second and the second thing, sir, you know, anyone else spying means, you know, all around the world. You know, the people from all around the world can see your connection as well. And why it has they can see that, I'll tell you. See, what happened is, sir, whenever like you are using your phone, you see any pop-up message has come up, on that time you just tap on any one of them, you know, you are getting messages again. And whenever like you are going out, okay, for cafe coffee day, you are going for shopping, or you are going to your friend's place, correct? Sometime?
Yeah.
And on that time you connect your phone to your Wi-Fi. So on that time, sir, you know, there are a lot of hackers are available all around the world. So what they do is, they are just trying to hack your identity, okay? And after that, they are just doing fraudulent activities, and they are doing the most dangerous business, that is called a money laundering, okay? Because the hackers, they are generally, they are not interested on your money. They are only interested on your identity, okay? Because once they got your identity, they can do all sorts of illegal activities. And if suppose cops will come at your doorstep, cops will see that you have done the damage because they are using your name, right? So cops will think you have done the damage. But I know and you know you have done nothing. Correct, sir?
That's correct.
So these things are happening. Now I want to show you one more thing. Now you see at the bottom left-hand side there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow at the bottom left-hand side. Yep, left one.
Yep.
Now you see my 1P address location. Now just give a space and type over there California. I will just show you because we found another hacker. He was trying to use your identity. Okay, go on to the top where you see it's written my 1P address location. Do you see that?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Now, just after location, give a space and type California. I'll just show you, okay? Type C only. Now, you see my 1P address location, California. Tap on it. Now, you can see, sir, they are using a different IP, okay? And you can see IP location, that is Mount View from California. Have you ever been to USA, sir?
Never.
Then how come your identity has been compromised by the, you know, from California? They are using your identity for illegal purposes. We just found a lot of people in California, they are using your identity. And they are doing all sorts of... Oh my goodness, you never been out there, right, from Australia? But
no.
Then how come these people are getting your stuff without your knowledge? If you don't mind, can I call you Vincent? You can call me Gary, okay?
Yeah, Gary, not a problem.
Yeah, now what I'll do is, as you can see right now, sir, your identity has been compromised by the hacker very badly. So what we are going to do is, we are just going to cancel all the transactions which they have been registering you in different places, okay? And at the same time, we are just going to give you a security, okay? Now, first of all, you just need to press your home button. No, don't go to your home button, okay? I do believe, sir, you do online banking, right?
I do, yes.
Okay, so you just need to log in into your bank through Google, because Google is the fastest and the safest one, right? Now, you go on to the top. I want you to log in into your bank so that you can check whether that money, we just put that on hold, whether it has been... has been gone or it has been there, okay? Because we just put that money on hold for you. Now, you go on to the top where you see my one
here. Whoa, just wait a minute.
Okay.
Let me stop.
Okay.
I'm not going into my account because you're on my screen and you're going to see everything. So,
I'll tell you, sir.
Into my account?
Sir, let me tell you, I can't see anything because...
You're not a hacker.
I'll tell you, sir. It's a very good question you asked me because I am on a different place and you are on a different place, okay?
That doesn't mean
because
a thing. I know what hackers can do.
Yes, sir, they can do anything, but as I'm showing you, sir, we are not at all, sir. If we would like that, I wouldn't have been giving you a call. I was just only interested on your money because let me tell you, this intact also is being illegally recorded for your safety and our training purposes. I'm not here to mislead you or misguide you with any of the information, sir. Okay? We are here to give you a services. We are here to protect your identity. Okay? Because I just have shown you, sir.
Through my phone.
Exactly, sir. Nobody can do that. That is the reason I'm only telling you. You just...
They need my fingerprint and I have a very, very...
Exactly, sir.
Fingerprint.
Exactly, sir. Nobody can do that and nobody can see that. Only you are the one. That's why I'm telling you. You just need to log in into your bank and you can just check whether that money has been debited or not, okay? Because we just put that money on hold because we just found a lot of transaction has been done by the hacker. So that is the reason I'm telling you to log in and just check. I'm not telling you to do this thing or do that, okay? Right?
Guess what? The money you just told me or the other guy told me that was used to buy something, I didn't have that money in my account. I was lucky to have it.
So
the transaction would not have gone through.
I understand that, sir, but after once I'll talk to you, after an hour, that money will be debited from your account because we just put that money on hold. We just found an order has been placed.
Oh, look, piss off. Sorry, mate, buddy's getting...